From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has fired his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and nominated the Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, as his replacement. Mr. Trump, speaking with reporters as he prepared to board Air Force One, said he made the decision while Tillerson was in Africa. He said he found they disagreed on a number of matters, including the Iran nuclear agreement.
I made that decision by myself. Rex wasn't, as you know, in this country. I made the North Korea decision with consultation from many people, but I made that decision by myself. I actually got along well with Rex, but really it was a different mindset. It was a different thinking.
He lauded Pompeo as having tremendous energy and intellect, and Mr. Trump added they're on the same wavelength.
I think Mike Pompeo will be a truly great Secretary of State. I have total confidence in him.
Tillerson later addressed an audience at the State Department.
I'm delegating all responsibilities of the Office of the Secretary to Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan. My commission as Secretary of State will terminate at midnight, March the 31st. Between now and then, I will address a few administrative matters related to my departure and work towards a smooth and orderly transition for Secretary of State designate Mike Pompeo.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump selected Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo. Both will require Senate confirmation. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 40 people were killed in ethnic violence in Ituri province in the northeast, involving Hema cattle herders and Lendu farmers. Dozens have been killed in recurring violence, believed to be mainly over land access since December, and tensions extend back more than a decade. This is VOA News. In Syria's besieged rebel-held eastern Ghouta region, dozens were medically evacuated Tuesday under the auspices of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, the first to be allowed to leave since a government offensive was launched 3 weeks ago. This evacuee said she's thankful to be out. She said her diabetic son is in need of insulin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 150 were allowed to leave, even as airstrikes and shelling continued. More than 1,100 have died since the offensive began February 18th. In Geneva, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, said tens of thousands of children are still trapped there.
How can it be that we would allow such a cost to be borne by children, such a loss of children to be accepted? Is it not tantamount to monstrous indifference to the suffering of children?
The UN said more than 900 Syrian children were killed in violence last year. Britain is preparing its response as a midnight deadline came and went for Russia to explain how a military-grade nerve agent fell to former Russian double agent in southern England. Prime Minister Theresa May is to address Parliament Wednesday after issuing the deadline Monday, concluding the high likelihood of the Kremlin's involvement. So far, no suspects have been arrested in the case of Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, poisoned in Salisbury March 4th. Neil Basu is the senior national coordinator for the Metropolitan Police.
It's a painstaking operation to identify anyone of interest to this inquiry and eliminate them or include them. But at this stage, we are not declaring a person of interest or a suspect at this time.
Russia's foreign minister, Lavrov, insisted Moscow was not to blame. Both Skripal and his daughter remain in critical condition. President Trump traveled to California Tuesday to tour the Mexican border and examine prototypes of walls being considered to cut down on illegal immigration and drug trafficking.
If you don't have a wall system, we're not going to have a country. The fact is, if you don't have a wall system, it would be bedlam, I imagine.
Mr. Trump has asked Congress for $18 billion to build the wall. Thousands of Ethiopians have crossed into Kenya seeking refuge after soldiers killed several civilians in a botched security operation targeting separatist militants. The soldiers killed 9 civilians Sunday, believing they were members of the Oromo Liberation Front. The death toll from the Papua New Guinea earthquake of February 26th has now risen to 125. Tens of thousands were forced from their homes. A U.S. congressional race Tuesday in Pennsylvania, seen by many as a referendum on President Trump, has gone down to the wire. A fraction of 1% of votes separates the Democratic candidate who leads and the Republican. Well-known yet wheelchair-bound British physicist Stephen Hawking, author of the best-selling A Brief History of Time, has died. Stephen Hawking was 76. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.